shares his film before a live studio audience.
If you look on your left, you'll see the historic public gap, which in colonial days was used as a public grazing area for privately owned livestock. On your right are some of the historic brownstones. Oh my God, step on it, Harry. No one will mail that.
I'll tell you the real story. We've been stopped here before the pilgrims.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
This damn headache. Had it all day. I can't seem to shake it.
Oh, you know, those dilated veins will just add to your discomfort there, Doc. On the other hand, there is a possibility that what you have is not a headache at all, but rather an earwig that's crawled into your auditory canal while you're asleep. And who is at this very moment chewing its way through your cerebral cortex? Sam, may I have a glass of water, please? I'll just take another aspirin. That ought to do it.
Frazier, hold it. I know just the thing. I'm really good at massage. Just sit down, relax. There, how is that?
I didn't get any water.
Carla, can I ask you a favor?
No, Woody, I'm not going to work for you this afternoon. I've already taken over your schedule for the past couple of days, and I'm sick of it. You can just tell your girlfriend you'll see her after work.
Well, actually, I was going to ask if you could get off my foot. Speaking of shifts, Sam, can I leave early? Kelly hates it when I'm late for a date. Henri doesn't care for it much either.
Henri? That slick French makeout artist always trying to grab other people's women with some phony line?
Yeah, that's the guy.
I always liked that guy.
Yeah, well, Kelly likes him, too. He goes on every date with us.
Well, just as long as he stopped making those jokes about stealing Kelly from him.
He has? Why didn't you tell me sooner, no, Sam? No. I hate those jokes.
No, Woody, I don't know that he has. I was just asking.
Oh. Hey, Sam, I hear you're getting a big refund from the IRS.
I am?
Two can play that little game, Sam.
Oh, there you are, my poor darling. And you've still got your headache, haven't you? Oh, I can see it's gotten worse by those tiny little pressure wrinkles around your eyes. Maybe that's just fatty tissue.
It'll go away.
Oh, no. No, once you get those fat bags, they're there to stay.
Describe the pain to me. Is it a sharp, stabbing pain? Is it a dull ache? Is it a pressure headache? Or is it a throbbing headache, one that just pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds?
Lilith, if you don't stop it, my head is going to explode all over this bar.
All right. Hey, Paul, get out here!
Frazier, I'm concerned. I think it's time we tried alternative medicine.
No, no, I am not going to wear a crystal or dissolve herbs under my tongue or listen to some aging hippie playing the whale flute. That's not why I went to college, although when I went to college, I did all those things.
I'm talking about acupuncture.
No, never!
It's worked for thousands of years. The Chinese people have been practicing it since the Stone Age. Why do you insist on closing your mind to such a time-honored remedy?
Because it'll hurt.
I'm calling Dr. Lee.
How's the headache, Frazier?
Oh, fine. She's into alternative medicines these days.
Hey, Henri. Kelly?
Woody, I have a riddle for you. How long will it take for me to steal your girlfriend?
I give up.
Then it won't take long at all.
Such an operator makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes me mad just to look at him.
Hello, fellas.
Hey,
Henri, how you doing?
Hey. Murray, how you doing?
Sam, how is my favorite American chaser of women?
You know, I'm not doing that anymore, Henri. You know, I've reached that point in my life where my priorities are beginning to shift. I think I want to settle down and raise a family.
Oh, that's a good line. Does it work?
I'm really serious about this, Henri. I'm going to go through with this.
Sammy, don't worry. I will not steal your precious line.
Hey, Henri, I got a letter here for you. Looks important. I even had to sign for it and everything.
Henri, why are you getting your mail here?
Because I feel this is my second home. And sometimes I get letters posted too.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, this is terrible. Henri's visa has expired and he has to leave the country in 2 days.
Help me out with the terrible part.
I am being kicked out. Just because I am not a citizen and I have no job and I have no prospect for a job and I have no wish for a job.
Wait a minute, they can kick you out of the country for that?
No, no, relax. You were born here.
God bless America, eh?
Oh, I will miss this great country. I have been in love with it ever since I got my first glimpse of that big, beautiful woman in the harbor.
Yeah, Lady Liberty.
She told me her name was Kiki.
Oh, Woody, isn't this the worst news ever? Aren't you going to miss Henri?
Yeah, it's the worst news I've ever heard. Hey, Henri, sorry to see you go. Don't be a stranger.
Woody Boyd, why are your hands behind your back? Are you making crossies?
Well, if I was making crossies, then I could tell you that I wasn't, and I still wouldn't be lying. So, Kelly, no, I'm not making crossies.
Oh, Woody.
Stop it, Kelly. I hate it when you yell at me.
I don't think you know how much Henri loves his country. And for you to stand there and act happy that poor Henri is leaving, well, that's just...
Kelly, try to control yourself. This is a public place.
Oh, Kelly, do not be angry with Woody. I have not always played fair with him. Well, maybe in another time, in another place, we could have been friends.
Oh, gee, Henri.
Yes, I will miss America. But you know, Woody, I will miss you most of all. Because to me, you are America. You are what this country is all about, and now I will never see it or you again. Adieu.
What kind of a country is it that kicks a guy like him out and lets a guy like me stay? I'll tell you what country.
USA! 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 Hey! USA!
Hey, Woody, what you doing?
Well, now that Henri's going back to Europe,
yeah.
I can finally be alone with Kelly. I can look her in the eyes and let all my feelings pour out spontaneously.
Yeah.
Have them written down on these cards. When I ask Kelly to marry me, I want to get it right. I better put these in my hiding place.
Well, how can we have to hide them?
Well, Carly got a hold of them once. You should have seen what she had me saying on a card tonight. I couldn't even pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
Give me a boost, Sam.
No, hold on. Here we go.
All right. Okay, I got it. Hey, look, here's my wallet. I left this thing up here 6 months ago. See, I never even thought to look up there. Oh, right, I can drive again.
Oh, God.
The headache still bothering you, Fridge?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What do those things feel like, anyway?
You never had a headache, Norm?
I don't think so. How do you get one?
Well, it's a variety of reasons, usually stress or tension. Job-related anxieties, day-to-day pressures.
Come again?
It's like when you eat ice cream too fast.
Oh, I hate that.
Fraser, I've got Dr. Lee outside.
Lilith, I thought I made it perfectly clear that I will not submit to acupuncture.
Well, then perhaps you'll allow the doctor to practice acupressure, a simple massage using the body's pressure points.
No, I'm not having some spooky quack practice the mysteries of the Orient on my body. Well,
You know, Lilith, perhaps I'm being a bit too Eurocentric. Right this way, Dr. Lee.
So I understand you're having a little problem with headaches?
Oh, yes. You are going to warm the oil, aren't you?
Hello, Woody.
Woody, you are so sweet to see Henri off.
Well, that's just the way I was raised. So, Henri, what time is your plane leave American airspace?
Yeah, personally, I say good riddance.
Yeah?
And then the charms of the French have always been lost on me. I mean, when WW3 rolls around, they better not come to old Cliff Clavin to pull the fromage out of the fire. No siree. I got plans. Yeah, when those missiles start flying, I'll be in a fully stocked up, juiced up Winnebago, heading at 65 per arm to the teeth right to the border of Mexico. Yes, sir. Those cockroaches in Cliff Clavin are going to do just fine, thank you.
What a wonderful civilization you'll build.
Amen.
Gee, Henri looks so sad.
Oh, he's been like this all day. I've tried to snap him out of it, but nothing worked. We even played that game he invented, Shower Rescue.
It is no use.
Oh, Henri, I wish there was some way we could fix things so you could stay.
Well, there's not. It's too bad. Let's get going, Henri.
Well, there is one way, but it's too much to ask.
Oh, come on, Henri, tell me.
Oh, no. It would require some individual to make a great sacrifice.
Well, we better get to the airport. You only got 6 hours.
Stop it, Woody. Henri is trying to tell me something.
You know what they say, first luggage on, first luggage off.
It was nothing, just a crazy idea that I could find some American citizen to marry me and thereby allow me to remain in your beautiful country. What a foolish dreamer I am.
Well, okay, we better get Henri to the airport. Let's bring the car around.
Un, deux, trois.
Henri, I just had a great idea.
Really?
You could marry me.
Oh! Kelly, how can you do this? How can you marry Henri?
Woody, it's just a little trick so we can stay in the country. It's nothing serious.
Exactly. We'll get married, go on the honeymoon, come back and get divorced.
We're going on a honeymoon? Goody.
Oh, yes, we have to. The immigration people are very thorough. Sometimes they even bug the honeymoon suite to see if you are faking. Only you will not be faking.
Kelly, I'm telling you, I don't like this idea.
Really?
No, not one bit.
Sorry, Henri, but I guess I can't marry you because my boyfriend won't let me.
Very well, I understand. Woody loves you very, very much. So much that he is willing to snatch away my one chance to remain in my adopted homeland. Oh, beautiful. For spacious God. They really are spacious, you know.
Look at him, Woody. Oh, please let me marry him. Please, please, please.
Forget it. Kelly, I love you, and I don't want to see you with another man. I forbid you to marry Henri.
Well, Mr. Woody Boyd, the mask has certainly come off. If you're so small-minded that my marrying another man makes you take a rude tone of voice, maybe you're not the man I want to marry right after I marry this man. Come on, Henri, we're leaving.
Kelly, if you open that door, that's it, it's over. All right, Kelly, if you go up those steps, it is really over. Kelly, if you keep walking down Beacon Street and take the left on Charles, it's over.
What the hell was that?
You've never heard your husband groan? Oh, what a shock.
I'm sure Fraser is benefiting from an especially thorough massage. Sam, could I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Would you discreetly pop your head into your office and casually determine what's taking them so long? I would do it myself, but Fraser always says I'm so smothering.
Yeah, no problem, honey.
Relax, Lois. Everything's fine.
No, I'm Cliff. Get in here.
I wonder what that was all about.
Paul?
I got $50 as he passes out before she gets to 100.
Well, I got 10. I'll cover that.
All right, I'm in.
Excuse me, that's my husband you're wagering over. Put me down for 20.
So what do you have, Kelly?
Oh, nothing. I'm just here waiting for Woody. I really have to make up with him. I just feel like my whole life has come crashing down around my ears.
Uh-huh. There's a $5 minimum.
Kelly.
Woody, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too, Kelly.
We should have never had that terrible fight. It was all my fault.
Well, at least we're back together. Well, let's never fight again, even if we have genuine disagreements.
Woody, I don't think you and I will ever disagree on anything again. Well, I've got to go.
Where are you going?
To City Hall, to marry Henri, Mr. Forgetful. I'll call you after the wedding. Love you.
You okay?
Sam, have you ever loved a woman who was on her way to marry someone else?
Well, once in the back of a limo, but I'm not proud of it.
What am I supposed to do?
Aren't you tired of letting that guy walk all over you?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, then go stop the wedding, man. Give her that speech you've been practicing.
You're right, Sam.
Out of my way, everybody. I'm going to bust up a wedding. All right. Ask Kelly to marry me instead.
There you go.
All right. Give me a boot, Sam.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Okay. Just a little higher, Sam. Okay, I got him. Let me down.
Okay, here we go.
Let me down, Sam.
I did. What are you doing, man? You holding on there?
Well, I must be stuck.
Well, don't panic here. We'll get you down. Let me climb up there, see what's going on.
No, Sam, there's no time. Go break up that wedding. Go ahead.
Carla, get to start. Help out there, will you?
I'm telling you, Paul, you got to get out of here.
And so, by the authority vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts...
Wait, stop! Hey, they don't love each other. This wedding's a sham. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the wrong wedding.
No, it's the right wedding. I don't love you. I never have, and I never will.
Anywho... So, Kelly and Henri, by the authority vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I now pronounce you...
Oh, all right,
Sam, what are you doing here?
I'm here because there's a certain guy who loves you very much, honey, a lot more than Henri ever could, and someone I think that you have overlooked.
Well, sure, Sam. There's always been a spark between you and me.
It's understandable, honey. Just pre-wedding jitters. It happens to everybody. Now, are you ready to go on?
I think so.
Very well, then. Friends, we are gathered here today to...
Stop this wedding! She doesn't love him! This is a disgrace!
Oh, now, come on!
He's right. They're all right. Let's face it, it won't work and the whole world knows it.
Sorry. So you see, Kelly, when I said that someone was in love with you, see, I wasn't referring to me. Woody is the person I'm talking about. See, he's the guy who loves you.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I love him too, Sam.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Sam. Well, Henri, you ready to marry me?
Friends, we are gathered here today to join this man.
The bride and groom, please turn around. All right, stop this wedding.
Woody!
Kelly, you can't go through with this. I can't let you marry Henri.
Woody, we've been through this a million times. It's just so Henri won't get deported. Oops.
You're wrong, Kelly. He's using you. He wrote that letter himself. He's not going to be deported. He's just trying to steal you away from me. How did you figure that out? I mean, I'm right? Wow, score one for the Indiana school system. I am sorry, Kelly. I was trying to take you away from Woody and have my way with you and divorce you and take half your money. Can you ever forgive me?
Oh, I can't stay mad at you, you silly.
Wait a second. You tell me this whole thing was just so you could steal somebody's girl away from him?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's great, man. Let me ask you something here. You know, when you're in the middle of a trick like this, now, is there just one part of you that feels a little bit guilty? I thought you'd like that. You know, I tell you, man, it's nice to be around somebody who finally gets this kind of stuff.
I hope you're not upset with me, Woody.
Well, heck no, Kelly. In fact, I got something I want to say to you. How do you pronounce this?
Oh, darn that Carla. All right, well, I'll just have to wing it.
Kelly? We've been going out for a lot of years now, and I love you, and you love me, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. What I'm trying to say is, will you marry me?
Of course I'll marry you, Woody.
Oh, Kelly, you made this the happiest day of my life.
Mine too. I know I forgave Henri and everything, but I'm still a little miffed at him. I can't believe anybody would pull such a dirty trick just to get a girl.
So two complete strangers break in and tell us not to get married. Why should we care?
Honey, could we at least go steady?
It happened to you too?
Yeah, twice.
You gotta get locks for those doors.
So you see, our visas have just expired and we are going to be deported.
Oui.